Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money Weekends here on WBEN is joining us live. We're kind of at a crossroads right now, Jill, with the virus. You know, the vaccine numbers are growing. We're trying to get things opened up again. And, you know, looking at the economy, maybe the way they looked at it in the roaring 20s.
Yeah, I mean, it seems crazy to even say this because we have 10 million people out of work, right? I mean, this is a terrible time. It's still actually pretty rough out there. You hear about small businesses under pressure. It's really bad. But economists, who are pretty dour in general, they say, pretend that we are looking at it's October 1st. What's going on? And what they describe is an economy where a lot of people have been vaccinated. The majority of people have been vaccinated. We've got we would have had a nice warm summer where people got out and started spending money again. We have relatively low interest rates, and we have all of that economic stimulus or rescue from the government that helps people get from where they were in March to where they want to be in October. And if you put all that together, they believe that this is essentially an economy that can grow at the fastest pace it's seen probably since the 80s. So pretty upbeat from a group of folks who are not known for being upbeat.
Yeah, it is surprising to hear that, you know, so many people are upbeat. How much would it help the economy? Because we saw this over in the UK. They have kind of set forth some guidelines, right, on how they're going to ease lockdown restrictions with, you know, these benchmarks of, you know, no earlier than April 12th for step two and, you know, June 21st for, looks like a full reopening of that country. How much would having a benchmark like that or a common goal help the economic side of things, help that recovery?
You know, that's really interesting. I mean, I think that it probably would help, but the fear is that you set those benchmarks and then they get blown up again. You know what I mean? Like, so if a virus, you don't want to set false expectations. On the other hand, I think as human beings, we like to know where we're going, you know? And I think it's awfully hard to run your business if you're a small business owner, or even just like kind of be flexible enough as an employee to say, you know, who knows what's going to happen next. I do think that if you benchmark things to data points, it would be a lot better. For example, let's say that things go really well in terms of the economy. And we have this, let's just pretend we have the $400 a week extra stimulus, unemployment benefits from the federal government. Maybe they could say, okay, if your state, if New York State, if the unemployment rate drops below blank percent, then that will go down. Then we'll just drop that the extra unemployment insurance, and they'll drop it by a certain amount. Or they'll say, if it's below this point, then we are going to stop doing it. In other words, if we could peg our expectations to real-time data, that might be very helpful to help the folks who are out there trying to look at their own financial lives.
Right now, we're halfway to another stimulus of $1,400, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's going to happen. I don't doubt that the $1,400 is going to happen. I think that extra $400 a week for unemployment benefits, some extra money for the states is going to come through. But there's also some really interesting stuff that's in that to help low-wage workers. And I point this out because we had a survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York that really detailed that anyone making under $30,000 has disproportionately borne the brunt of this pandemic financially. It's very startling. So in the package, there is an enhanced child tax credit. There is an enhanced earned income tax credit. And there's also a family medical leave component that's very helpful. So I think that those things could really buoy the fortunes of those folks who make less than $30,000. It's very difficult for these people because they didn't do anything wrong, right? They just got unlucky.
I remember talking with you about the first stimulus package. Now it's, I mean, that's like close to a year ago, you know, all those months ago, and asking if you're concerned at all about inflation. Now we're on the cusp of this $1.9 trillion package. You didn't seem that concerned then. Are you still not concerned that much about inflation?
I'm not. And part of it is that I'm not concerned because I truly believe that, you know, we have mechanisms to control inflation. We really do. And they are called the levers that the Federal Reserve Bank can actually pull. I'm much more concerned, especially after covering the aftermath of the 2008-2009 crisis, where we didn't really spend enough money to help real people. We were very generous with the banks and financial institutions that helped bring us down under in the financial crisis, and we did that for a good reason. We didn't want them to fail. However, we weren't generous with people, and that meant that the recovery was, it essentially took almost a decade to get this economy back on its feet. We don't want to make that mistake again. So I'd much rather make a mistake of having the economy run a little hot and rely on the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates appropriately.
You know, it seems too that investors are somewhat bullish. I mean, there've been retractions and everything, but at one point last week, the Dow was close to 32,000.
Yeah, and I think that this is really important because I do think that one of the issues that we are facing is that we have some asset inflation already, meaning that we have assets that are rising in prices because anyone who has a job and lucky enough to have a job is saving a lot and they want to put those dollars to work. So we are seeing stocks jump. We are seeing people do things like, hey, let me jump into Bitcoin. Let me jump into GameStop. Let me jump in. If someone sent me a note about an auction of wine that went completely insane, I mean, if you got any old wine sitting around your cellar, you may want to sell it. So you make those things, that tells me that there's a lot of money sloshing around the global financial system looking for a home, and that can cause some bubbles in certain assets.
I can't, you mentioned the wine. Some of this stuff, I just cannot believe. Have you heard of NBA Top Shot?
Yeah.
People are paying thousands of dollars for like gifts that anybody can look at.
I know. And so that's when it's just sort of, it's silly, right? You sort of feel like, okay, well, you know, buyer beware on that. And same thing goes. I mean, listen, we talked about GameStop. It was this crazy phenomenon. And then all of a sudden last week, it started zooming up again. So you guys all want to jump in and you want to play. That's one thing. If you want to do that and, you know, say, hey, I'm going to try this. I'm going to learn something. I just want to reiterate how important it is for people to be clear. This is not investing for your long term. This is an education.